Julia Tertian is a writer and recipe developer who has co-authored cookbooks with Mario Batali, Gwyneth Paltrow, and many others. Her own new cookbook is Small Victories: Recipes, Advice, and Hundreds of Ideas for Home Cooking Triumphs. To talk more about her new book, it's a great pleasure to welcome Julia Tertian to the roundtable this morning. Julia, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
What brought you to this particular project?
I have loved cookbooks my entire life. They have really have been the thing that have taught me to be a home cook, and it's always been my dream to do my own. And it's actually the 10th book I've worked on, but it's the first just on my own. So I've co-authored a lot of cookbooks. I've done a lot of recipe development, and I felt like I had accumulated enough tips and tricks and stories to put out my own.
With that idea of small victories, what were you hoping to accomplish? What was your mission in compiling this volume?
Sure. My goal is to just help kind of demystify cooking. Home cooking has been the most sort of positive and consistent part of my life. It's something I've always done, and it's brought me so much satisfaction and helped me feel close to my family. It's made me healthier. It's better for the environment. You know, it's so many good things. So my goal is to just help make it really easy for people. So all the recipes in the book are introduced with what I called small victories, which are these ideas and tips that just help make cooking more approachable. So I thought organizing the book with those in mind would help make cooking just a little bit easier for everyone who wants to do it.
Why do you think home cooking is a hard sell for many people?
Sure. I think a couple of things. One, I think no one has that much time. I think everyone's working pretty hard and pulled in a few directions, if not many directions. And sometimes cooking just can feel like another thing you have to do. I also think there's been a lot of sort of, you know, I guess media about cooking that has made it seem a little bit intimidating. And I think sometimes, you know, maybe there's pressure to feel like you have to make something really over the top to be impressive. And I believe the opposite. I think really simple cooking can be really satisfying and sometimes even, you know, way better.
Talk a little bit about how you put the book together in the sense of how you organized it and how you wanted to go through the process to introduce readers to your thoughts on these subjects.
Sure. So the book is organized. It takes you basically from, it starts with breakfast, it goes into soups and salads, vegetables, you know, chicken and meat recipes, et cetera, all the way through dessert. But every single recipe is introduced with both a really personal story, so there's some nice kind of context and helps give you a sense of why, you know, these recipes mean so much to me. But in addition, they all have a small victory attached to them, that tip or technique. And then the part of the book that I really love, I mean, I love the whole thing, but what I really love is every recipe is followed by a number of variations and what I call spin-offs in the book. So the idea is once you know the small victory, once you know the tip, the technique, not only can you make this thing, but you can also make so many other things. So the goal is absolutely to just empower home cooks to realize how much they know.
That was really interesting to me because you have these baseline recipes, but some of those spin-offs, there are quite a few. Once you have that skill, many other options can come to mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think I feel like what I love so much about cooking is that there's this sort of endless potential to be creative and to reinvent things and to turn something into something else. And I just feel like it's a exponential thing. So as opposed to lots of recipes, which to me feel very prescriptive, like make this thing in this specific way, don't veer off course, I feel much more flexible in the kitchen. So I just wanted to pass that on.
In the sense of the type of food, does this go into a cuisine or is it just all-purpose, general, what most of us have available to us at some point?
It's definitely a very eclectic mix of recipes, and there's food from all over the world, which is very true of how I like to eat and cook. I would say the string that ties all of the recipes together is that they're all things that are really easy to make at home. And so I like how much variety is in the book because that's just, yeah, again, really true to what I enjoy.
You have a recipe in here, and I don't know why I'm asking you to explain it, but I do think it's interesting, and I assume there's a story here, which is Feel Better Soon cookies.
Sure. So these cookies are, yeah, there is a good story, and I think they're also just a great example of so much of what's in the book. And the story behind these was I had a friend who just went through something really tough, and I went to go see her, and I wanted to bring something. And it was just one of those things where, you know, sometimes these things happen in life where I think as a friend the best thing you can do is just be there and show up. So when I did that, I wanted to, you know, bring something, and I thought I would make her some cookies, and then I didn't know if she wanted, you know, maybe something chocolate or with nuts or dried fruit, or, you know, you can go in all these directions. So I just put everything in the bowl and I made cookies that had sort of, you know, D, all of the above. And they're just delicious cookies. They're also really easy to make. She loved them, and I think they helped provide some comfort in that moment, which I'm happy about. And then in terms of sort of the logistics of the recipe, they're just such a great example because they're really simple to make. And then those spin-offs, the variations, are just endless. So, you know, you can put any kind of chocolate in. You can leave the chocolate out. You can, you know, add in oats or nuts or any type of dried fruit, all those kinds of things. And so that one recipe is really like 100 recipes.
At the end of the book, you have a section called Seven Lists, and I will admit you elicited a chuckle from me of seven things to do with a can of chickpeas, which I assume we all look at the can of chickpeas and say, hey, what do we do with these?
Sure. Yeah, you definitely pointed out a part of the book that I love so much, and to me those lists are, they're kind of like the bonus content. So each list has seven ideas on it. So it's, you know, it's nearly 50 extra just really practical ideas. And the lists are everything from the can of chickpeas to what to do with a leftover roast chicken, easy things to serve with drinks that don't require that much work. So they're really, yeah, super practical. And in writing that part of the book, I kind of had in mind the sort of emails and phone calls I often have with friends and family. And like my dad and I talk all the time, he'll call me and say, you know, I have half a chicken from last night. Like, what do you think I should do with it? And so that was sort of what I had in mind when I wrote that part of the book, like the suggestions I would just give to a friend. So they're not formal recipes. But they're just sort of these great jumping off points to show you just how many directions you can go in with something as simple as a can of chickpeas, which is so affordable, so good for you, so convenient. And I love chickpeas because they're used in cuisines all over the world. So with a can in my cupboard, I feel like I could do something Middle Eastern, I could do something Italian, I could do something North African. They're an invitation to me.
The name of the book, Small Victories, Recipes, Advice, and Hundreds of Ideas for Home Cooking Triumphs. The book is published by Chronicle Books. Julia Tertian, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for sharing with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to talk to you about the book.
Thank you. Again, the name of the book, Small Victories, by Julia Tertian. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.